We have to be careful not to mistake zazen for this cup of water. You know, something we take only when we're thirsty, or only when we feel we have a particular need. You know, zazen is not like a, if you have a headache. Zazen is not like the pill you take to take care of your headache. So in other words, our practice is not like a measured dose of something you take. You don't feel good. Or somebody said, well, this is good for you. Or somebody said, you should take this. So it's a misunderstanding to see zazen as a kind of medicine that, or something to bring temporary relief to some discomfort. The whole point being, we have to be careful of using zazen as if it were some kind of commodity. But at the same time, that zazen does work in our life, and it is important to understand what this means, that zazen works. It's not about looking forward or anticipating some kind of success when we do zazen. And that, so someday we can say, oh, it works. My zazen is a success. So, zazen is not that kind of activity. Or maybe the other way. We say, when is it going to work? Why don't I have success? Zazen is not like that. An activity that we use as a commodity to bring us something beneficial. But zazen works. Because zazen is always at work. And this is the important point to understand. Zazen is always at work. In other words, our spiritual practice is never ending. It's not something where we say, well, I will devote 1.5 hours today to my spiritual practice. Maybe we do spend some time doing zazen, but according to some schedule. But we have to understand that our spiritual practice is never ending. And that when we come to zazen, we are expressing this truth. We say zazen is a 40-minute period, and this is true, this is so in the everyday world, but fundamentally, zazen has no start and stop. Zazen is always working. The fundamental activity of our life is always going on. Not just our personal activities. The fundamental activity of our life is not one of our personal activities. That's why it's always going, because it's not limited to some personal endeavor. Zazen has no container. Not like this. Zazen has no container. It's always complete, always full. And even though sometimes we take a drink. Zazen does not require other parts of our life to be complete or whole. In other words, our Zazen practice is not part of some structure or part of a puzzle that's a missing piece. Our practice is not one component of a system of various parts. I think when most people start practice, they see Zazen as something to fit in, you know, with their lives, and it becomes one piece of a kind of system, separate piece. But Zazen is not like that. It does not have that kind of utility or separateness. Zazen is not like a tool, like a hammer. For a hammer to be a hammer, it needs nails, wood, and a person. Zazen is not something we pick up and use like a hammer. It is not something we do. It is something we are. And true Zazen can only exist with our selfless determination. So, we need to give up any ideas we might have about picking it up and using it. Now I'll use my Zazen just like I used hammer in some useful way. Zazen is beyond ideas of usefulness. And because it is beyond concepts of usefulness, that means it is always working. So if we have desires about our Zazen practice or expectations of something we hope we will obtain, then Zazen cannot be working. So there's no special reason to do Zazen, and no special person doing Zazen. Thank you. for some people who explore the practice and try Zazen, for some people it seems to be very slow and very boring. Part of that feeling comes from the sense that the world wants things to move quickly. So people in this day and age feel compelled to do things quickly so that they can finish it and go to the next one quickly. But this is a misunderstanding of our life. Our life is not about hurrying up to finish activities so we can get to the next one and make a collection of activities in our life. If we feel that way, then of course Zazen will feel useless. But if we try it for time and have some patience with it, it's not so much boring anymore, or slow, or fast. When we really feel the meaning and the nature of Zazen practice, we understand that Zazen is never finished. Because our true nature has no need to move on in our daily life. You know, we may say, well, I have to move on to the next activity. Our true nature has no need to move on. Somebody who used to practice here decided not to come anymore or to practice anymore, and he told somebody else, I need to get on with my life. And so the question is, or the koan is, get on with what? Move on to what? To another adventure of the ego? So if we sense that we are feeling bored, or we are feeling anxious, that's a good time to ask ourselves, what is it that I think I want to move on to? And we can clarify the sense of boredom. When you go to a meditation retreat, a sesshin, as we call it, either for one day or for several days or a whole week, there's no such thing as moving on to something else. Same thing for several hours a day or several days a week. Several hours of not getting anywhere in the usual sense. We don't go to something else. We just sit. There is no something else in retreat. And that helps us understand that in our life there's no something else. There's just this activity and this life right now. No need to move on, you know, spiritually to anything else. And that's why, for some people, a retreat, sesshin, is can be a bit difficult. Not because physical discomfort is a problem, but the problem is there's a feeling that, well, I'm not getting anywhere. You know, I'm sitting in this posture, this zazen, for 4 days now. I'm not getting anywhere. But the point is not to get somewhere. The point is to be everywhere. And this is an understanding we can develop. This is an understanding we can develop with patience and determination. No need to try to get somewhere. Be everywhere right now. Sounds mysterious, but it's the nature of practice. In our practice of awareness, by maintaining our awareness of things as they appear to us, we emphasize what I like to call the texture of our world. Texture of our world, which we can feel in the sound of the birds or the leaves rustling. We can feel it in the light of a new day or the approach of the evening. We can feel it in the chill of the morning, or in the warmth of a cup of tea, or the aroma of incense, or flowers, the taste of meals, taste of food, and in our consciousness. The texture of our life appears also in consciousness, in the spontaneous arising of our thoughts. All these things show us the texture of our world, and we appreciate them acutely when we keep our awareness in this moment. But on the other hand, we don't dwell in these occurrences. The sound of the bird or the cup of tea. We don't dwell on these occurrences, we just stay aware of them and appreciate them. So when we feel a chill in the morning, awareness of the chill helps us appreciate that we are alive. If we say, oh, it's so cold, I wish I was warm. It's okay to say that, but not for long. Let that go and come back to whatever we're feeling. Chilly or warm. I'm alive. This is the texture of my life. I'm alive and I'm grateful for it. So... a meditation retreat of several hours or several days of zazen can be difficult if you're not used to them. The schedule can seem demanding if we're not used to it. And the way we do retreats here, we don't put restrictions on people coming at a certain time and not leaving until a certain time. We don't have that kind of strictness. We allow people to come and go during the retreat according to their needs, their daily schedule, their responsibilities. Come and go. And for some, that's a bit distracting. But there's great strength in this coming and going. great strength in the coming and going of a sesshin that allows it, because in it we can feel the continuity of our zazen in the midst of change, in the midst of constant change. Feel our continuity in the midst of change. And that everyone is ready to take care, ready to share in the take care. So the session always requires some planning so that it goes well. You have to plan for meals and for work. But we can't plan for everything. Things will arise, surprising things will arise. And we just have to be ready to respond. So we bring a ready mind to zazen. So that we can respond without hesitation to the changes that occur in our life. So the big, I think the two big strengths in our practice is practicing our awareness. And staying aware of what needs to be taken care of. So the way it happens here, we adjust our plan when we have to, we adjust our roles when we have to. So and you, in a retreat, somebody may ask you to be the cook. Somebody may ask you to serve tea. Somebody may ask you to ring the bell. And even though we may be a bit unfamiliar with what we are asked to do, we say, I'll try. Sesshin is how we appreciate the texture of taking care. Taking care attitude has its own unique texture. And a retreat is the opportunity to let go, or we say drop off, attachments to ideas of ourself. Sesshin is an opportunity to learn to see things with our eye, but it's not my eye. Just as we know the air that we have in our lungs at any moment is not mine, when we breathe in, we don't say, "No, this is my air." The air that we take into our lungs has never left the big world. The air in our lungs is still working in the big world. We have temporarily borrowed it, and we must return it. So when we follow our breath during zazen, we come to appreciate this point. That everything we have and everything we do is borrowed. temporarily, then we must return it. It's not ours. My air. If we had that attitude, we would never survive. So we can breathe and have a life because we borrow and return. In a book I read, in a novel I read, one of the characters says, I am on loan to myself. So that was, the author was very good. So the same is true with our life. Our life is just one breath of our big self. We cannot hold on to this in-breath. We have to drop it off. We have to exhale and return to our small self. So each moment we are the big self taking in the air, borrowing the air to sustain our life, then next moment we return it and share it. And when we breathe, we don't think, well, this in is good. This inhaling is good. And outhaling, out-breath is bad. We don't think like that. We know medically, scientifically, that taking that life-sustaining oxygen with the in-breath, it's good. And we have to give up the byproduct of that with our exhale. But we don't say our exhale is waste or wasted. Because plants use what people exhale. And people reuse what plants exhale. So we live in harmony with everything. And this is our true nature. And in the same way, when our big mind is fully functioning, it doesn't think, life is good and death is a waste. We see things differently through the eyes of practice. We see our life and our existence differently than usually through the mind of practice. The in-breath and the out-breath are both okay. Life and death are both okay. This is our understanding and this is our practice. So in a meditation retreat, in the sesshin, we practice with the attitude that everything is zazen, everything is doing zazen. And we don't worry about what happens or what will happen. Will the weather turn bad? Will it be raining when I leave here? Will I be uncomfortable? Will I like the food? Those kinds of concerns get in the way of our practice and get in the way of our life. And when we don't think in such dualistic ways or worrisome ways about what will happen and whether will I like it or not, then zazen becomes a practice of feeling safe. independent of whatever goes on in the world. Our practice is a practice of feeling safe because we are ready to accept change, we are ready to accept whatever comes along. We appreciate whatever comes along without judging whether we like it or whether we prefer it or not. We appreciate everything that comes along. And we understand our life in a very large way. We see the world as not only something that is changing, but we also understand that we are the changing world. It is not something happening to us. We are the changing world. We are always working. So, Zazen practice is the best way to appreciate who we really are. A very large sense, what we call our true nature. And Zazen is also the best way to appreciate the meaning of our individual life, which is temporary and unique, but at the same time an expression, a dynamic expression of something very great. So our life is always doing something, and at the same time it never stops being something. Which has no name.